The General Synod, or governing body of the Church of England, is meeting in London this week with Anglican-Catholic relations and interfaith issues high on the agenda, alongside other common concerns like the international financial crisis, human trafficking, and the challenge of migration and asylum seekers. More controversial issues, including the move towards consecrating women bishops and a covenant to provide a more structural framework for relations between the different provinces of the Worldwide Anglican Communion, are also being debated by the bishops, clergy and lay representatives who make up the General Synod. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams, gave a keynote presidential address on Tuesday, reflecting on the difficulties facing the Communion, as well as the progress made at the recent Lambeth Conference and last week's meeting of Anglican primates in Alexandria, Egypt. In a historic move, the Anglican leader also asked his Catholic counterpart, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, to address the Synod on the subject of communion and Anglican-Catholic dialogue over recent decades. Just ahead of that opening session on Monday, I spoke to the Cardinal about this important encounter and the future direction of the Anglican-Catholic dialogue. Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, this is the first time that you'll be addressing the Church of England General Synod. How significant is this for you, and what are the main ideas that you'll be trying to put across?
Well, I think it's significant because, as far as I know, it's the first time an Archbishop of Westminster has addressed the General Synod, and I suppose because of my connection with the Anglican Roman Catholic International Commission, which have been studying unity between our two churches for the past 20 years. That's the reason why they've asked me. And they've asked me to speak on the subject of communion, which is a very, very significant. And it's particularly significant for them at the present time because the Anglican Communion is desperately seeking to find a way of holding their church together. So my speaking to them, it really is quite significant.
The last week's meeting of the Anglican leaders in Egypt does seem to show a continuing commitment to stay with that communion, to avoid the kind of divisions which would further complicate the Anglican-Catholic dialogue. This is presumably a very positive sign for you.
I think that's right. I mean, from our point of view, divisions in the Anglican Communion are no help to us as the Catholic Church, and indeed no help to the ongoing cause of the ecumenical movement. And the ecumenical movement, ultimately, as we believe, is full communion in the teaching and in the doctrine and the practice of the Church, including, in other words, for us, which is culminates finally in Eucharistic communion. That's a long way away, but that's still the aim.
And yet the General Synod there is going to be discussing the ongoing process towards the ordination of women bishops, for example. I mean, it's quite a negative outlook for you, isn't it?
Well, I can't say it's very promising in that regard. And so I suppose one of the things I'll be saying is that the truth emerges in the history development of the Church when you are united, not when you're disunited. And there's a lot of disunity within the Anglican Communion at the present time. So, I mean, I shall say that very clearly to them, but at the moment they seem to be saying, well, that we will carry on and be united as far as we can, but there are certain things which we have to accept we're not going to be united on. And it makes a very unsatisfactory state, I have to say.
Do you think there's anything else that the Catholic Church can do or individual Catholic leaders can do beyond showing support for this debate within the Anglican world? Anything to try and further unity between the different sides of the communion at the moment?
I think that here in England, you know, we are called terra ecumenica. And it is very true to say that the relationship between the Anglican bishops and the Catholic bishops is a very good one. We meet together and we discuss various things together, we pray together, and as far as we can, we try and give a common witness together. That's very important. And I suppose I'll be stressing that at this present time, when the full communion seems so far off, there is such a thing as what we call receptive communion. In other words, receptive ecumenism is when we receive what gifts they've got to give us in terms of their practice, their heritage, and they accept from us what we have to give. And we don't we don't take away from the ultimate aim, but at this time we actually do share the gifts we have in the Holy Spirit.
As you said earlier, the dialogue has been part, an important part of your priestly life for almost a quarter of a century. It must be disappointing at times for you.
Yes, I think it is. I am disappointed we haven't got further. But, you know, as I often say, ecumenism is like a road with no exit. There's no going back. The Vatican Council committed the Catholic Church to the ecumenical endeavor, and it's not going to say we've stopped now. On the contrary, I think it'll say we still continue on this, however hard it is, however long it takes. We have come a long way. We've overcome suspicion. We are very active in the ecumenical field, and now we must learn patience, which is the little sister of hope.
It's also important to be seen to work together in as many ways as possible, and the Synod will be discussing such crucial issues as the current economic crisis. Would you like to see more in this area while the theological difficulties seem to have taken the upper hand?
I think in every way possible we should cooperate, particularly here in Europe and here in our country, here in England, where there's a danger of Christianity being marginalised in the public forum. I think it's absolutely crucial that we work together to make sure that religion, and in particular Christianity, has its place in the public space. And that means that we speak out on different issues and explain that what we teach, what we witness, is something for the common good of this country, and it would be disastrous to outlaw the Christian or the religious voice.
My thanks there to the Archbishop of Westminster, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, who addressed the Church of England General Synod earlier this week.